Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished panelists, in the context of today's discussion, the delegation of Ukraine would like to underscore the importance of the UNICE work for ensuring just transition for resilient energy systems in our region. The implementation of this task will contribute to the achievement of our development goals. Unfortunately, this goal is far from being achievable today in the UNICE region. Executive Secretary invited delegations to share national experience in transition for resilient energy systems. Let me briefly share our experience, how it works for Ukraine. Almost every day, Russia targets with missiles Ukraine's integrated energy system. Since March this year, Russia has escalated tremendously. It attacks on Ukraine's power generation, electricity grid, and natural gas infrastructure, causing widespread disruption of critical civilian services. Since the beginning of the Russian invasion in 2022, we have already lost, as damaged or destroyed, about 22 out of 34 gigawatts, two-thirds of the installed power generation capacity in our system. We experience blackouts in our cities up to 10 hours daily. Ukraine suffers tremendous losses in the energy sector from the Russian armed aggression, which will take years to restore. Still, the Ukrainian energy system demonstrates its resilience, but Ukrainian people are preparing themselves for the hardest winter in our history. This is the background and reality for our efforts in transition for resilient energy systems. We want to underscore the critical need to support urgently the comprehensive restoration of the basic Ukrainian energy infrastructure, including as priority renewable energy facilities that have been destroyed by Russia. Such steps will allow us to ensure the real resilience of the energy system in our region. To restore the damaged energy infrastructure, we require at least $1 billion. The Ukraine Energy Support Fund already has more than $622 million in pledged contributions. Our partners are actively assisting Ukraine in restoring our energy infrastructure, and we count on continuation of this support. UNICE could be more visible in these efforts too. Mr. Chair, the International Energy Agency in its recent reports indicated that the world faces its first truly global energy crisis as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia continues to use energy as a weapon, and not only in Ukraine. The Russian war continues to reshape negatively the regional and global energy systems at an improbable speed. The longer Russia continues its armed aggression, the more devastating effects to our environment and sustainable energy efforts we will have, the longer we will need to achieve climate neutrality and just transition for resilient energy systems. Russia must be held accountable for every war crime committed in Ukraine, including for attacks on and deliberate destruction of the critical civilian energy infrastructure. I thank you.